This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جازى نبيًا عن أمته ورسولًا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, imagine somebody invented something, a beautiful invention, and he gave you this as a gift. How would you feel? Similarly, if Allah subhanahu wa jalla created you and gave you everything that you're about, made you rich and made others poor, made you healthy and made others ill, and the list goes on, how would you feel? This khutbah stems from what Shaykh Abdullah Idris Hafidhullah mentioned in the Khatira. Says there are two reasons for that Ramadan in the Quran, and among other opinions of the scholars. Since the first one, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, and we talked about taqwa in that first khutbah. Under that, we talked about ikhlas and patience, and so many other things. And he says the second one is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So he gave me the idea for this khutbah by the blessing of Allah. جَزَاهُ اللَّهُ عَنَّا خَيْرًا. Now let's talk about shukr, being praiseworthy or grateful or thankful to Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. First, the definition. There are difference of definitions. I'll take one for now to go on, but there are others. One, الْإِعْتِرَابُ بِالْإِحْسَانِ شُكْرِ اللَّهِ عَلَى نِعَمِهِ. But Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi gives a very comprehensive one. He says, ظُهُورَ أَطَرْ نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ بِلِسَانِهِ ثَنَاءً وَحَمْدًا وَعَلَى قَلْبِهِ شُهُودًا وَمَحَبَّةً وَعَلَى جَوَارِحِهِ انْقِيَادًا وَطَاعًا. Now that is a beautiful definition, translation. He says, in order for you to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa jalla wa for خَلَقَكَ مِنْ عَدْمٍ وَعُدْمٍ, enough from nothing, created you. That in itself. On top of that, alhamdulillah الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ. On top of the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you Islam, gave you Quran, gave you Iman, gave you the hidayah, gave you the job, gave you the health, gave you the wealth, gave you the spouse, gave you children, gave you the everything you're about. So he says, to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa jalla wa for everything, he says. And tadhhar, it appears, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa jalla wa ala lisani abdihi, on the tongue of his slave, thana'an, to be able to say alhamdulillah. And he says shukr is different. So the scholars differ between alhamd and the shukr. Alhamd comes from your tongue and your heart. To be able to say Alhamdulillah. And to be able to thankful to Allah. So you'll be able to be grateful to Allah in your heart. But the shukr comes from jawarih. وَاعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. And do آلَ دَاوُود, the family of tribe Dawood alayhi salam, shukra, to be able to be grateful. You've heard of sajdat al-shukr, not sajdat al-hamd. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Tirmidhi, he says when he hears something that is good, كَانَ يَسْجُدْ لِلَّهِ شَاكِرًا. So we have a few things on your to-do list for today to change, because here we do two things, ilm and amal. This is what we believe in accordingly in Allah, that wins the faith. Knowledge in action. We learn something, we do it. We don't just learn something. No, we have to implement things. As this is a school of Ramadan, it's all about change. Change for the better. So from now on, you are grateful to Allah for everything that you hear that Allah has given you. Prostrate to Allah and thank Him for it. And I'll tell you why, inshaAllah. So He says first, أَن تَرَى أَثَرْ نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ عَلَىٰ لِسَانِهِ ثَنَاءً. This is by your tongue. And all, of course, that you say everything. So from now on, what is the jawarih coming from the tongue? Your tongue should be always thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا زَالَ لِسَانَكَ رَفَّةً مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Your tongue is still moist in a gentle way by remembering Allah. So from now on, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a ni'mah, use it in His obedience. Because that's the jawarih, it's coming up. So from now on, I'm not going to use my tongue except for the one pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's a gift Allah has given me. As a matter of fact, this is what اختلاف ألسنتكم is among the ayat. Believe it or not, it's among the signs of Allah. The tongue, a very small piece. A young man in front of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, he came up and spoke on behalf of the whole tribe. He says, يا بني ألم يجد القوم من هو أسن منك. Wasn't the whole tribe come up with somebody that's a little more senior than you? He says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, لو كان بالعمر لكان من هو أفضل منك لهذا المقام. If it was just for the age-wise, there would have been more people worthy of this place that you're sitting on, you're being Amir al-Mu'mineen, than you. So he says, عِذْنِي يَا بَدَى. Right away he noticed that this man, this young boy is something different. So he says, فَوَعَظَهُ حَتَّى أَبْكَى. He says he gave him so many advice. That young man gave Amir al-Mu'mineen advice and he listened, by the way. Now, some of the people, may Allah help us all, if you give him advice, what? I knew this before you were born. Please give this person of advice. I thank you for it. Now, according to the tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, among the signs, اختلاف لألوان والألسنة. The colors in the tongue. So, amazingly enough, that small tongue is a miracle in itself. Everybody speaks a different language. In one country, for example, India, they have so many languages, one country. So that is itself in a tongue. So what is the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you? You have to use it to please Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiula. No longer I'm going to backbite, slander, and all of these things that will take away the things that you've done so you worked so hard for. So among them, and the shukra, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Bukhari, a Muslim, when Umm al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anha said, didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon and? Not from the sins, he did not commit sins. We talked about that before. He says, اختيار غير الأولى, something that is the less of a believer, according to him that is, but it's not. So what did he say? أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful slave? So he stood up and prayed at night till his feet were swollen, subhanAllah. So this is what it is about. So from now on, our tongues should be always moist by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. We can never waste our time. Because remember, if I give you a dollar for every time you say alhamdulillah, you will say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum alaikum, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You won't even say salamu alaikum salam back because it's money, right? So how about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every time you say dhikr, Allah plants a tree for you in Jannah. And the tree, the trunk of it is made up to gold, akhi, and mukhti. So why waste your time talking about somebody else instead of you gaining your own? Why waste your time looking at other faults and complaining to others instead of you investing yourself? You have to think on the positive, not the negative. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in used to be so busy looking at their own faults. They had no time to look at others' faults. Please don't fish for faults. Don't waste your time. And then he says, your heart has to be content. Content with Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. Love Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. For example, Abi Tamima, rahmatullahi alayhi, among the righteous, when he woke up in the morning, he was asked, كَيْفَ أَصْبَحْتُ إِذْ أَصْبَحْتُ فِي نَعْمَتَانِ وَاللَّهِ لَا أَدْرِي أَيُّهُمَا أَفْضَلُ. He says, I woke up in a two pleasant situations, states. I don't know which one is better. The first one, he says, ذُنُوب سَتَرَهَا اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فَلَا يُعَيِّرَنِي بِهَا أَحَدْ. Wallahi. He says, I woke up in two things, I don't know which one is better. How could I be grateful to Allah enough? First one, ذُنُوب. He says, sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealed. He's hidden my sins. He didn't tell everybody what I did at night when I was all alone. In front of everyone, I'm Abu Bakr. When I'm alone, I'm like Abu Jahl. Allah concealed the sin. He says, and nobody will come and point the finger and say, you are this and you are that. He says, among the righteous, and among the Hasan al-Basri, rahmatullahi alayhi, alhamdulillah alladhi lam yaj'al al-dhunuba raiha. Wallahi, nobody would be able to. He said, by the blessing of Allah, that the sins had no aroma. Can you imagine if you sin and something comes up? Can you imagine? You know what they do in the pool nowadays, right? For their kids not to, with all due respect. You understand? When they do something, if they relieve themselves in the pool, now what happens? It goes into like a blue. It's an indication right away. Can you imagine if you do that, if you sin, something comes up, or something smell, or something color comes up? Can you imagine? Nobody will be able to. He said, if Allah made stink as an aroma, it's not like a stench to our sins, he said, nobody will be able to sit next to each other. So he says, alhamdulillah, on that ni'mah, that Allah concealed my sins, nobody will point the finger to me. And he says, وَمَوَدَّ خَذَفَهَ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ لَمْ يَرْتَقِي بِهَا عَمَلِي. He says, and Allah made people love me, but my actions and deeds is not worthy of this love from Allah that He bestowed upon the people for me. So you understand the love in the heart and understanding what this means and how you used to live according to that love and the mercy of Allah and the shukr of the ni'am that He's given. And he says in the third one, he says, وَالْجَوَارِحْ إِنْقِيَادًا وَطَاعَةً. And then your limbs, the hands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, أخي أخي, the feet that Allah has given you, أخي أخي, what have you done with your hands? Have you written a complaint on one, got him fired? Have you signed falsely against someone? وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. I'm not going to mention, but you understand. Allah help us for life. Brothers with a beard down to here, we'd swear falsely. And when we ask him, why did he do this, akhi? Well, this brother told me to say that. Amantu billahi wa rasulih. Wallahi, shame on you with a beard that you're wearing. Shame on you. You're doing it in the masjid. On the board of directors, in the room in the masjid. Allahu Akbar is right. They're asking this poor servant of Allah to sign a piece of paper that I have no knowledge on. Can you please tell me that you know my son for 2 years? What kind of people are they working here and doing this? Wallahi, I don't know what to tell you. Amantu billahi wa rasulih. My brothers and sisters, it's time for us to wake up and come back to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi hulah. Isn't it time? Alam ya'in lilladina amanu wa taqsha qulubin bidhkur. Isn't it time for us to come back? How long are we going to sleep? How long do we come back in a box when the time is gone? So he says, inqiyadan, inqiyadan. Don't tell me I'm doing this. Don't tell me. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says, sum in shit, salli in shit, bal hiya al-istiqama. He says, go ahead, fast if you like. If you wish, pray if you like. That's not the indication, afi, for that. The indication is how you walk, how you talk, how you behave. It is the straight path that you hold on to the rope of Allah on the straight path. It is not the outside shell that we talk about. It's what's inside that is more. I heard this from Sheikh Mu'tasim Hafidhahullah. He says if you lose the keys inside the house, and you're going outside the house, you're looking for it. He says, Malachi, you lost the key inside the house. Why are you looking for it outside? Is similarly, it's in your heart. Is it within you? Why do you look outside if it's inside of you? If it's still in your heart, why do you do that? Is إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ يَدْعُونَ عَجَبِي. Wallahi, there's a poem. So I wonder, those people claim that they love Allah, but you're the furthest thing away from Allah. But you claim, يا أخي الحب الإيمان في البتنجان وين ومدام الكلية نظيفة والفشة عيمة والحلاوة كلام الحلاوة الله يلبس والله. Every time we hear this door, no man, you know, Allah Ghafoor Rahim. Yes, I know Allah Ghafoor Rahim. I know that, Allah. But he's also Sadiq al-Uqab. It's the other side too. So he says, you know what? You know, it's only in the heart. Wallahi kadab. Prophet says, kadabu. You've lied. If you tell me iman is only in here, Allah help you, Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, illa ladina amanu, doesn't he move on? No. He didn't do that. He says, illa ladina amanu wa amilu salihat. فما يصدق على هذا إلا الجوارح. What proves your actions and deeds is how you behave. What is your iman is all about? Except those who believe and do righteous deeds. Subhanallah. So now we have to go quickly. The time is running. So now we have to understand what this meaning is all about. Don't tell me, أخي. Don't show Allah Subhanahu wa Taala إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عمل صالح. The proof is there, my brother. Repent and do right. You believe your increase your belief and your proof and your increase your belief. Your actions and deeds. It's not lip service. Enough lip service, my brothers and sisters. Let's do the work. Let's do what Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has asked us to do. How come? You say Inna muhibba lima yuhibbu muti'u. Can you imagine? You say, Mom, I love you so much, Mom. I love you so much, Dad. Okay, son, can you take your garbage out? No. But I love you, Mom. Okay, son, can you make up your bed? No. But I still love you, Mom. Are you kidding? No, don't do this. No, I'll do it. But I still love you. It doesn't make sense whatsoever. So the poem says, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ تَدَّعِي حُبَّ الْإِلَهِ. You claim that you love Allah, but if he tells you something, no. But I still love you. Yeah, you know what? I'm talking to the youth in the audience, wallahi. So you understand what this whole thing is all about? Says if you claim to love Allah, you have to follow the commandments. Allah is calling you bluff. If you claim that you love Allah, follow me. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. He says, in qiyadan, follow and ta'a, obedience. So you have to follow the commands of Allah, and the proof of what? Is that ta'a, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula. There's so much to share with you very little time. After just the salah, hopefully we'll get you there on a roadmap, inshaAllah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the shakirin and make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لك فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام وكفى بها نعمة والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنام محمد الرسول الرحمة. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there's too many things that we have to talk about when it comes to shukr itself. But we have to understand and realize how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. And when he said that somebody will wake up in the morning, a believer and somebody a disbeliever, you know how? He says it rains. And somebody will say this is rahmah from Allah. The hadith says, if it rains in the morning, a believer will say this is a mercy from Allah. And this believer says, sadaqa nu kada wa kada. Oh yeah, that person told the truth. Oh, look at this. It was made by somebody else. So from now on, how do you thank Allah? He says, bi'adamati Allah litaza'a an-ni'ma lahu. So you understand, you relate the ni'mah to Allah, not to anybody else. You cannot be like Qarun, utitu ala ilmin indi. No, you have to make sure you lay this ni'mah to Allah. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you ni'mah, how do you deal with the ni'mah of Allah? For example, ni'mah al-basar. You know, understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِن تُعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Says by ni'mah, only one ni'mah. He said it in singular, by the way. He didn't say in plural. He didn't say, تُعُدُّ نِعْمَ اللَّهِ. He says, if only one ni'mah, only one blessing of Allah has given you, you will never be able to compass it. It's just, you can't count it. It's impossible for you. You understand the hadith actually mentioned that on Judgment Day. It says, ya abdi, O my slave, bifadli and bi'adli, you want me to hold you accountable by my blessing, my benevolence, and my mercy and compassion, or bi'adli, justice. He says, bi'adli kala bifadli, ignorant. He says, yo, justice. He said, okay, justice. O my angels, put his actions in one side of the scale and just put the blessing of the eyesight in the other side. The eyesight was heavier than all of his actions and deeds. Okay, take him to hellfire. Okay, Ya Rabbi, bifadlika la bi'adlik. Now, So, okay, oh my Lord, okay, treat me with your benevolence and your compassion and mercy. By your excellence, not by your justice. So you'll understand that even one ni'mah, so let's talk about this for now. Yeah, there's too many things to share with you on that ni'mah itself. That, and you can use that as a miqyas, use that as a measuring stick. So the ni'mah of the basar. And I've asked you before to close your eyes and I've told you how would you feel if it was this is your life. You could not differentiate between colors and sizes and shapes and the beauty and the heavens and all of the miracles of Allah has given you. So what do you use these two eyes for? Don't answer. It's a rhetorical question. Just be honest up to yourself and be honest between you and Allah. So what do you use these eyes for? You know where I'm going with that. Alright? What do you use the hearing sense for? What do you listen to, my man? Okay, what do you talk about? What do you use these hands for? The feet for? And the list goes on. So are you really thankful to Allah for what He's given you? Or disobedient to Allah for what He's given you? Can you imagine coming to my place after cooking and all of that stuff, and then on the way up you steal the silver? Is that befitting, akhi? And ukhti, it's not befitting Allah. So don't turn the ni'mah of Allah and fight Him with it. So He got you the car. Okay, I'm gonna get the car now. Get the bling bling, and I get a here and another here, and don't paint the town red and do wheelies and donuts and burn rubber and I am the man. You the dude. You the coolest dude I know, my man. The Casanova of this time. Because I can't keep my feet now because I'm so, just so good looking because I can't keep these. So who's giving you that ni'mah? Remember when a young man of the righteous used to be very good looking, so they actually hired that because of the short of the time. They hired a lady of the night to spoil him. So she comes in and she shows her beauty. She says, you know, that skin is the first thing that's gonna be eaten by the worms in the grave. And he actually turned that lady of the night into a slave. He says, he spoiled her. We used to have her for fun. This man spoiled her and turned the lady of the night into a slave. So why don't we be among those? Turn people around. Turn the people around from our hearts, from inside, from what we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done. And there are three categories, by the way. The scholars will tell you the shukr on three categories. One is a adab. It's true. Because Al-Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi says Allah will give you ni'am. Now if you don't make shukr for the ni'am, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I will finish with that inshaAllah. But now, he says it comes لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ He says it comes after an It comes actually a command. He tells you to be, go ahead. So what did he say? He says Allah gives you ni'mah. If you don't thank Him for it, it becomes a ni'mah. You understand? Allah gives you a blessing. If you don't thank Him for it, it turns around. It becomes against you, not for you. So you use it against Him. So that's why they use shukr, because he says, al-ni'am kal-wuhush, faqayyiduha bil-shukr. Our ni'am wahshiyya, faqayyiduha bil-shukr. The blessings of Allah is like a beast. You have to control it, tame it, with being grateful to Allah. So if everything happens, he says, alhamdulillah. Didn't the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if something good happens to him, he says, alhamdulillah, alladhi bi ni'matihi tabimu salihat. If he's done something good and people tell him that, what did he say? Yeah, of course, I'm the man. I did this. Oh, I wrote a book. I've done that. You see my video? Oh, I was at this conference. I've done that. I met so-and-so. Ya akhi, taqillah. You say, alhamdulillah, alladhi bi ni'matihi tabimu salihat. Only by the blessing of Allah that good things are accomplished. Not by you, wallahi, you are poor. We are miskeen. But instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving this, we have nothing. Why do we say at least 17 times? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ نَسْتَعِينُ بِكَ يَا رَبِّي عَلَى الْعِبَادَةِ It's not us, Allah. If you think that we're doing ibadah because we're good, Allah help you. It's a blessing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Ya Allah, we worship you and we seek your assistance. What does that mean? We seek your assistance, Ya Allah, in order for us to make sure to worship you. Didn't Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, after every salah, what do you say? Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husn ibadatik. There's another thing on your to-do list. After every salah from now on, you say, Oh Allah, assist me to be able, a'inni ala dhikrika, to remember you. The way befitting your majesty. Shukrika, to be able to thank you in the way befitting your majesty. Wa husn ibadatik, to worship you in the way befitting your majesty. Angels will say, Wallahi ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik.
On Judgment Day, they did nothing wrong. But on Judgment Day, I haven't worshipped you in a way befitting your majesty. So don't think you're like, what to happen? Wallahi. Qassar. Always, أنا مقصر يا الله. I did not worship you in a way befitting your majesty. So he says, it's called الحامي الجالبة والحافظة. تحفظ الموجودة وتجلب المفقودة. That means, if you have a ni'mah, it تحفظها. Protect it. And if you don't have it, تجلبها. It will bring it to you. So the first one, he says, if you don't thank Allah, it will turn into adab. What is the sign for that? And I'm asking you not to be among those, please. He says, you will have deep sadr, very harsh heart toward it, hatred toward others, complain to the whole creation. That is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing you. He says, number two, he says, takhfif al-awzar. He says, number two, is you've committed sins and Allah is cleansing you. He says, there is dhiq in the sadr, there is difficulties in the heart, but no complaint to a soul. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُبَتْنِي وَحُزْنِي لِلَّهِ لَرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ I complain to Allah only. His number one. Number three, the ranks are, he says, رَفْعُ دَرَجَاتِ اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ Raising your ranks in Jannah, you will have no harshness, no illness in the heart. No complaints to a soul. As a matter of fact, you'll be happy because you know that. You recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you. And you will be plagued with according to your iman, your test. So Allah will raise your ranks. Yes, Allah. So when you hit something, oh, alhamdulillah. Even the difficulties, what Prophet ﷺ say, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Even difficulties, praise to Allah. Everything still. The time is up. So now we have some homework. We have some to-do list. Make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are grateful to Him for everything. We use the tongue to remember Him. We use the heart to love Him. We use the limbs to worship Him. And prove our love through actions, no lip service. O Allah, accept us among the shakirin. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ta'ala. Ya Rabbana alhamdu kambal jilali wa tuba'adhim wa sultanik. Allahumma salli ala sallam muhammad al-awaleen wa fil-akhir wa malal alam bin-deen. I just want to leave you one thing. I do apologize. This is important. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I did promise that. لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I'll finish with it. Because among the الْعَارِفِينَ بِاللَّهِ He says, if you thank me, I will give you more. What did he say? Is مَنْ شَكَرَ نِعْمَتِي لَأَزِيدَنَّهُ فِي طَاعَتِي وَمَنْ شَكَرَ طَاعَتِي لَأَزِيدَنَّهُ فِي خَلْوَتِي وَمَنْ شَكَرَ خَلْوَتِي لَأَزِيدَنَّهُ فِي مَقْرِبِي وَلَمَنْ شَكَرَ قُرْبِي لَأَزِيدَنَّهُ فِي مَعْرِفَتِي ولمن شكر معرفتي لا أجد لا 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 أزيدنه في موصلتي ومن شكر وصف موصلتي لا أزيدنه في رؤيتي والله. So if you're grateful, and by the way, statistics, linguistically and other scientifically says if you're thankful, it will actually ease your heart and it will increase your righteous deeds. Amazing, subhanAllah. These are the doctors that actually done research. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, وَلَّئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you're grateful to Allah, I will give you more. You know, among the righteous in the tafsir, He says, if you thank Allah for the ni'am He's given you, He will give you more. How? To be able to do ta'ah, obedience. If you thank Allah for the ta'ah that you're given, that you're doing, He will give you a khalwa, you being alone with Allah, meaning in the last third of the night. And if you do so, He will bring you closer. And if you do so, you will actually know, you will get to know Him more, the truth about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way befitting His majesty. And if you do so, He will actually make you to link among the closest company, a link to Allah. And if you do so, He will actually let you see His magnificent face in Jannah. Oh Allah, do not deprive us of the honor to see Your magnificent face in Jannah. Ameen. وآخر دعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين أقول ما تسمعون وكان من صواب من الرحمن وما كان فيه خطأ من لسان فمني ومن الشيطان والله رسوله من براء وأعوذ بالله أن أذكركم به وأنساه وأقم الصلاة